Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Everybody, Alan Ellis here. Guess who's with us this week? Good morning, Sparky.
Oh, God. I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, I'm here. Yep. I'm actually awake.
But for how long is the question?
No promises today.
Ah, okay. So keep it exciting, folks. We need to keep Robin awake today.
Yes, you have to keep me entertained.
Exactly. Exactly. So how's everybody doing? This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, we talk about hunting, we talk about the great outdoors, we talk about wildlife, we talk about firearms, we talk about kind of what's happening in the news on the wildlife front. We stay out of the heavy-duty politics on this show because Robert and I have talked about this, and we think that there's enough out there for you to concentrate on 24/7. This show is a respite. This show is get out in the outdoors and relax and take stock of life and speak with your creator and enjoy yourself and enjoy the creation and get away from all that other stuff. That's kind of the way my attitude is going lately. Not that I'm not concerned, not that I'm, you know, disengaged from life, but not these 2 hours, right, Robin?
Nope. You got to have something. I've stayed off. I get on Facebook and stuff a little bit. We have to for our business and for other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But after this past week, there was so much fighting in between people that I know. And I just don't like the way our world's going right now. So I think everybody needs a place to get away.
You're talking about words that are exchanged on social media.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I see that. I mean, I've been through that. I've seen some nasty things directed my way a while back. Not anything recently. Not anything in the last couple of years. But I will tell you, when you get into the world of politics, it is it's a nasty, dirty world. And it doesn't matter what you say. Somebody's going to find whatever you say, is wrong. So. Anyway, I want to say a word to Chris, too. When you said to us, just as the show came on, you said, your mic is hot. I believe Robin replied, and so are you.
Oh. I said, so is our producer.
So is our producer. So
You got me blushing here.
Okay. I'd like to address that just briefly.
I said I couldn't resist. It was open. It was it was a perfect line.
That's not even what I'm talking about.
Oh, what?
Shh, Robin, the secret's going to get out. He's going to learn.
He should have said.
I was too late typing. It went over his head.
You should. Would you let me finish, both of you?
No.
Please?
Mm-mm.
Chris, you should have said, your mics are hot. Since there are two of us.
That's okay. That's another way to say it, yeah.
What?
Just said Mike's hot.
Mike's hot.
No, he said your mic is hot.
Uh-huh. I know.
Yeah, he should have said your mic.
No, he said the
hot.
Perfect thing.
Mm-hmm. I want to know who Mike is.
Both ways are right. How about that? Let's not have an argument about how it was supposed to be said.
I want to know if you're a liberal or conservative.
Hey, look, we're still staying awake, okay?
Chris.
Well, just to let you know, I've been at this station off and on since 1986, so
right?
That should give you some indication.
Let me think.
And at the same time, too, why would I come to you on occasion to get some information about wildlife and firearms and things of that nature if I were a bleeding heart liberal.
Okay, so I asked you a question the other day.
Oh, God. Chris, just be careful.
Is a Ruger ranch rifle 22 good for squirrels?
10/22, yeah, it's considered one of the standards.
Really?
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, being a Marlin guy for a couple of reasons, a Marlin 60, I think, is a comparable model. And now that Remington has, or I think, yeah, Marlin has been sold to Ruger, I think.
I think you missed the question.
Okay. Sorry.
In my personal opinion and what I've observed, the Ruger 10/22 is actually too long to fit. Their arms are too short. They can't reach the trigger.
And the barrel
sticks out of their nest, so it is not suitable for squirrels.
Okay, that's all right. I completely forgot about that. Yes, that was funny. I did respond to that picture. That was funny. I'm sorry.
That's all right, Chris.
I just thought I was going to ask you. No. I watched a show the other day. Don't ask me why I watched a show. Because it was a cooking show. That's why. Anyway, the guy was beagle hunting with rabbit.
You mean rabbit hunting with beagles?
Whatever. Yeah. Okay, well, that's kind of my point. How do you all not shoot the dog? I was watching these people, and it's like the minute the rabbit came out, bam, and I'm like, well, where's the dog?
The dog, no. Doesn't
the dog's typically...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No,
yeah.
I was going to say the dog's been trained to stay so far back from the target.
Well, the rabbits are faster than the dogs, too. And, you know, you're right about the training. Any good dog handler will do that. But in general, the rabbit is so far ahead of the dogs, you know, the dogs aren't in any danger. But you are certainly aware of the dogs when you are hunting rabbits, that's for sure.
Because so. You use buckshot for rabbits, right?
You use shotgun shells. You use number six or...
Well, I mean, the things that scatter.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many dogs get buckshot.
Every now and then you get one.
That's just...
Now and then.
Okay,
but
it just looks a little dangerous to me.
It's the same with bird hunting. You know, you use dogs to hunt upland birds. And every now and then, when the bird goes up, somebody will get a little too quick on the trigger, and you know, the dog will leap after the...
Is that like quail hunting and stuff?
Yeah, a dog will leap after the quail or the grouse or whatever it might be and you know, take a hit, unfortunately.
I was just trying to figure it out, because I'm a novice.
You just
got
to be a little disciplined, that's all.
I was just curious.
Okay.
Sorry, it was just something I noticed, and the only reason, like I said, I was watching, it was a cooking show.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Zimmerman, whatever his last name is,
mm-hmm.
He was cooking rabbit.
I see. Okay. So the question of the day is, after yesterday's news about the National Rifle Association filing for protection under bankruptcy, is moving its headquarters to Texas. And this has all been predicated on the Attorney General of New York City, I guess, suing the NRA in New York. So I would like to, rather than speculate or do, you know, that kind of thing that we heard on the news, read a little bit of the news release from the National Rifle Association. I mean, I usually like to go right to the source when I hear something about something. So the news release of January 15, 2021, yesterday, from the National Rifle Association, NRA leaves New York to reincorporate in Texas, announces a new strategic plan. NRA plans to exit New York to pursue opportunity, growth, and progress in Texas. Plan benefits association, its millions of members, and all supporters of the Second Amendment. This is from Fairfax. The National Rifle Association of America, the NRA, announced it will restructure the association as a Texas nonprofit to exit what it believes is a corrupt political and regulatory environment in New York. Really? The move will enable long-term sustainable growth to ensure the NRA's continued success as the nation's leading advocate for constitutional freedom, free from the toxic political environment of New York. The NRA plan, which involves utilizing the protection of the bankruptcy court has the association dumping New York and organizing its legal and regulatory matters in an efficient form. The move comes at a time when the NRA is in its strongest financial condition in years. The NRA will continue with the forward advancement of the enterprise, confronting anti-Second Amendment activities, promoting firearm safety and training, and advancing public programs across the United States. There will be no immediate changes to the NRA's operations or workforce. The association will seek court approval to reincorporate the association in the state of Texas, home to more than 400,000 NRA members, and the site of the 2021 NRA annual meeting in Houston. The strategic plan represents a pathway to opportunity, growth, and progress, says NRA CEO and Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre. Obviously, an important part of this plan is dumping New York. The NRA is pursuing reincorporation in a state that values the contributions of the NRA, celebrates our law-abiding members, and will join us as a partner in upholding constitutional freedom. This is a transformational moment in the history of the NRA. The restructuring plan aims to streamline costs and expenses, proceed with pending litigation in a coordinated and structured manner, and realize many financial and strategic advantages. So, just having said that, and there's two more pages of this press release, just having said that part, you as an NRA member and a member of our audience, do you continue plan to continue your support and membership in the National Rifle Association? What do you think of this move? Do you think it's a good move? Do you think it's a bad move? Do you think the press is having a heyday with the headlines about the NRA going bankrupt, which is, you know, nothing further from the truth? They're just seeking some protection under the laws of the bankruptcy laws, like anybody else would do. What do you think? 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 410-WCBM-680. And we will we'll keep going here while we're waiting for a couple of calls.
What I find interesting is, as you just said, how the mainstream media is taking this as a bad thing, that the NRA is going bankrupt. But, you know, it's surprising they don't mention the fact of all the credit card companies that are based in Wilmington, Delaware, and I wonder who helped them get there for tax reasons.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting ready to run away from tax. Where can we go that there's no taxes?
Well, anyway. Rob, nowhere.
This is the problem, and this has been the topic of conversation on several of the major talk shows, that what is happening, a lot of people, like, let's say, New York, they're heading south to places like North Carolina and Tennessee and Alabama and Kentucky.
Taking their politics with them.
Exactly. They bring their politics with them. So this is how, sadly, a lot of states are turning purple.
Uh-huh. And we weren't going to talk about politics. But
well, taxes are really on my nerves right now.
Taxes are on your nerves? Yeah. Nah. We got it. Okay. So, there's one thing to comment on. Here's another bit of good news. This is out of Wichita, Kansas. Oscar Wells Gabriel II from the Associated Press. A man, a gun, and two deer. It's a combination that doesn't always favor the deer, but in this case it did. A Kansas game warden is getting props for a video that shows him firing his gun to untangle the antlers of two white-tailed stags. Guy's obviously very familiar with wildlife. The video was released by the Kansas Wildlife Parks and Tourism Agency, and it shows a warden's body camera footage from earlier this month. A bow hunter contacted the agency to report seeing the two deer with their antlers locked together. The wardens are able to get the deer to freeze by throwing a towel over their heads, and then one warden takes aim and fires off a single shot, knocking part of one deer's antler off. Terrible writer. The startled animals, now free, bounded off in different directions. Neither deer was hurt. Nice little bit of news. Good for the deer.
Sorry.
That's all right. Your phone gives off all kinds of signals 24 hours a day.
I just turned it down. I'm sorry.
That's all right. So, So, in a bit of news, Monday evening, we received a call that a big deer had been taken in Queen Anne's County. And, or Monday morning, received a call and wanted to know if bucks, bears, stags would come and score the deer's antlers. Well, we talked about it. We typically don't green score an animal, which means we don't score an animal before the 60-day drying period, because there can be significant difference, between the time the animal is harvested and the time the antlers air dry in, 60 days, and 60 days will accomplish that. 60 days at room temperature is the way it's put. Air dry.
They need to understand something.
Well, who they?
The audience.
Okay, well, they need
the amount of excitement that rumbles through the BBS team when a large, possibly...
Just leave it a large deer.
A very large deer.
Yeah.
Okay? Is immeasurable. And I lose Alan for the entire day because they're all texting back and forth and they're all making plans and they're all excited and they're all talking and sharing pictures. It's really fun to watch.
When you consider that you may have an animal in the top 10 in its category, the fact that stop, I'm telling a story, please. You're breaking my concentration with the hand signals.
Oh, you don't have to worry about another word for the rest of the show.
Oh,
goodbye.
Stop. When you consider the fact that this animal was purportedly so large that it's going to fit into the top 10 of its category, maybe the top 5, people do get excited, and our measures get excited because they like scoring those large animals. So we got the call. We made arrangements to go and measure this animal, and it was kept under wraps until it was measured. We asked the hunter if we could release the information, and he said yes. We released the information Monday night. By Wednesday morning, we had reached 105,000 people on social media. There are only 80,000 licensed hunters in Maryland. Only about 50-some thousand of them hunt deer. Would you mind getting me the number where we are right now on that post? Okay. So this was exciting. It was exciting to see the animal. It was exciting to measure the animal. It was exciting to hear the story. And I'm writing the story for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly about this animal. But the excitement not only with our measures, but with the community, with the hunters, with the people that I'd heard from that had seen the animal and that type of thing, were it sent quite a ripple through the hunting community here in Maryland. And I was pleased that our team, Bucks, Bears, Stags, was a part of it. Now, this deer will be entered into the record book. It's a top 10 deer. Not sure where it ranks on the top 10, but it's a top 10 animal here in Maryland, and nothing's been taken like it in a long, long time. So we're excited about that. So if you're interested, it's on our Facebook page, Bucks, Bears, Stags.
122,000.
How many?
122,000.
122,000 people reached. All across the country, all across the world. Like we talked last week about this broadcast, it reaches everywhere, and social media does as well. So, anyway, any callers on the line there, Chris?
Yes, we have Mark, and we have Gary.
Well, let's talk to Mark first. Good morning, Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello. Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, doing great. How about you?
Good. No complaints. It wouldn't help.
Yeah.
So what's the deal with the bankruptcy of NRA to protect themselves while they move to Texas?
Yes.
What took them so long?
I guess they got to a point where, you know, the time, I guess the timing was right, you know. It's anybody can read the news release. It's on their, it's on their homepage. It's the big headline item right there on the top of the homepage. So, you know. The,
you have to wonder.
Yeah, you do. I mean, they're going to just going to restructure the whole company. You know, that's you have to, and that's part of the first steps to, you know, seek protection from their creditors. So,
well, protection it, it must provide some kind of protection from New York State
by
reincorporating in Texas. Because the Attorney General there has made it clear she wants to destroy them.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So what she's done is basically said, I want to destroy the NRA. And the NRA basically said, we're too big to fail. Goodbye, we're leaving. We're leaving. And, you know, tough duck what happens to your state when we leave. You know, we're going to go where we're welcome. I don't blame them.
No, I just wonder what took them so long.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This, the writing's been on the wall for ages.
Sure. Sure. So, well, you know, they canceled.
It makes me nervous. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. What makes you nervous, Mark?
It makes me nervous when there's one person in charge year after year for decades. Because there's a temptation to start thinking of it not as your employer, but as your property.
You're talking about one not here.
Yeah, I've seen this. I don't know anything about him, really.
Right.
I understand he is a, from my reading, he's really good at lobbying.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't make it his property. It's our property.
Correct.
And allegedly, there was a quote from him that the NRA picked up travel expenses for his niece and his wife. And he said, well, it's an NRA expense because when my wife and niece are together, it's good for the NRA. That doesn't sound like an explanation. That sounds like a justification to me.
Yeah, of course.
If it was accurately reported, and I can't take that for granted.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, there's been people who have disassociated themselves with the NRA because of Mr. LaPierre's extravagance, you know, that the NRA covers all his expenses and buys him property and buys him, you know, wardrobe and that type of thing. And I understand why people would get that impression. And I'm not saying I agree with what he's done personally when it comes to the NRA, but I am saying that the NRA needs to remain strong and needs to remain on the forefront because it's been around over 100 years. The other organizations that are out there are doing, you know, extremely well as far as the Gun Owners of America and other organizations. They're doing okay, but you know the NRA is the big dog, and you know, do they do everything that they could or should for their membership, or are they feeding the beast, the massive beast of the organization, the NRA? Hard to tell. But anytime you get that large, anytime your organization becomes that big, you know, you've got administrative costs that you've got to pay. And if you only raise money from memberships, which they don't, they have other things that they do, you know, you might be looking at your membership, you know, as kind of a cash cow. And you go, well, we need another marketing letter to go out there to raise another $1 million or whatever it might be. And they've shot themselves in the foot, so to speak, a few times, in my personal opinion. So
I certainly agree with you. I agree with everything you said, Alan. It's very well put. I've been a life member for 25 years, something like that.
Sure.
And I assume that we're all going to remain members.
Oh, I believe so. Yeah, they said there's no. no changes to that type of thing.
Yeah, because we're members, we're not creditors.
Right, exactly.
So we would not be left behind in a bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. So,
how is it down in Delaware today? Is it nice?
It's very mild but rainy. It's wet.
Cool. I need some snow.
Robin, you're a lovely person. You're a wonderful person.
We will
not agree on that. We will agree to disagree.
I just need to get some fresh air in here and clean out the... freeze everything. Clean it out.
Well, if I never see another snowflake the rest of my life, I will not feel diminished.
I understand.
I kind of like the snow, too. Robin likes it just for the beauty of the landscape and that type of thing. I like it for other reasons.
I like it for the peace.
For the peaceful feeling that it gives you? Sure. Absolutely.
Everything's quiet and go outside.
Yeah, it is. It makes everything very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
Very quiet, very peaceful. It's nice to sit out in the woods in a nice fresh snow, or even when it's snowing on top of the fresh snow. It's nice to just sit there and watch things move around in the snow, birds and squirrels and all that stuff.
Give me a big picture window and a fireplace. I'm good.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, it's been lovely.
The common thread here is we're not talking about the pleasure of driving in it.
Exactly. Exactly right. Yep. No, thank you. I'm okay driving in it. I don't mind driving in it. I've driven in it, for 50-some years. I grew up in snow country. I know how to drive in it. I know how to control a spin-out. I know how to do a lot of that stuff. I know how to take your time. I know how to descend and ascend a hill on the road. So, that's the least of my concerns as far as driving in it. But I am concerned about the other drivers, so I stay off the road as much as I possibly can during a snowstorm.
And now that would be me.
Yep. What'd you say, Chris?
Now that you said that, guess what? You jinxed us. We're going to get probably 3 feet in middle of February now.
I'm ready.
Okay. I'm good with that. Yep.
We have two people.
I better go to the market and get some toilet tissue and...
milk and bread.
No, that's all gone anyway, so...
Yeah, there's not much of that left, so...
We'll all get through.
We're going
to
get through everything, fellas. We're going
to
get through everything. We've been through, bad times and good times before, so we'll get through.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, so. Well, let's talk to our next caller, Mark. Thank you for weighing in on that. We appreciate it.
You might get a hold of Mark. You got a couple questions for him.
Yeah, we'll get a hold of you, Mark.
Okay.
All right.
We'll talk. You take care.
All right.
Take it easy, Mark.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Gary. Mr. Gary, how are you, sir?
Doing good.
What's up?
I haven't heard much on rockfish season, sizes.
Nope.
Anything for 2021. Do we have anything yet?
Nope.
Well, that's horrible.
Well, they've got to... they got to do their thing. They have to assess the Young of the Year survey. They have to put together a game plan for rockfish, and then it's got to go through all the processes that they got to run it by the advisory committee, and then they've got to notify the public, and then they got to wait for public comments, and it's just one of those. It's just one of those processes that people have to go through. So.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, we're not going to know, and it's difficult to plan. But I'm going to tell you, it looks like it's going to be similar to last year. It's going to be, it's not going to be an early trophy season in April or anything like that. I think we're going to be looking at May 1st or the first Saturday in May again. The Young of the Year rockfish season was quite frankly terrible.
Right.
The Young of the Year striped bass index is 2.5, which is below the long-term average of 11.5. So, I mean, the last 2 years, the spawn has just dropped off the table.
Hmm.
So it's not favoring the angler in that point. So.
Yeah.
So, not that they're in any danger or anything like that. They're just being very cautious and very conservative as far as the season is concerned.
Right. Well, that's it.
That's it. I'm sorry, you know.
Yeah, no, just keep following. That's all you can do.
That's all you can do, buddy. So.
One last comment. Is
yep.
I heard the Bay went down to D-. I thought we were in the C's.
I think we were in the C's. I have to look and see that. The Bay.
I thought we were going the right direction.
The Bay Health Report Card. Yeah.
That one.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, because we needed to be in the B's.
Well, we needed to be better than it was. But
Keep
in mind the people that publish the report, what their goal is.
Right.
So.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
All right, well, have a good weekend.
You do the same. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, I was at Klein Sports Shop. What day was I over there? Wednesday?
I think so.
Yeah. How many did you say? 122,000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The good news is, a couple pieces of good news from Klein Sports Shop. They're getting fishing tackle in. They're getting fishing tackle in for 2021. It's tackle that they've ordered in 2020, and it's just not coming in. But they're starting to get a good supply of fishing tackle. So they'll be unpacking that in the next couple days and weeks, and they'll be ready to go. They'll be ready to go. We actually talked about their early Let's Go Fishing sale, and we're just awaiting the dates on that and some of the specials and so forth. But, you know, the good thing about the weather is the pickerel fishing is through the roof, and you know we're waiting to perch right now, but Clyde's is ready. They've got the bait, people coming in getting night crawlers, getting grass shrimp, getting minnows. I watched all that, so it's good. Fishing tackle's going to be there, and of course they have all the terminal tackle, the hooks and the bobbers and the weights and that type of thing, and the lures are starting to come in, so it's all good from that aspect. So it was nice to talk to Mr. Clyde. He also says that you might want to check if you have a 9mm, you might want to check here the beginning of the week or maybe the weekend to see. Just give him a call at 410-242-6108. You might want to check and see if they've got their load of 9mm ammo in. They were expecting a pretty good size shipment of 9mm ammo. Either by the weekend or first part of the week. So if you're a 9mm shooter, you might want to check that out as well. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108. You want to do a commercial? Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville knows fire. Now, it's going to get cold, and you have plenty of time to get something new for you. But if you're looking for a new grill for your backyard or your patio or your deck, Pellet Grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe are at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about premium gas logs by Real Fire to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening? Gas wall fireplaces, fireplace in your wall, beautiful, can add a special look to any room, and gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillys.com. The Hearth America Facebook page, call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week. Route 50 at exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners in the market. Whether you're a farmer, a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts. No matter what your gear, tree stands and tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools, your Linex bedliner will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex, Glen Burnie, is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 410-487-6405. Catonsville Linex is off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Jack Carver's the man at 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex, Glen Burnie, and Catonsville Linex install tough truck gear accessories, too. You know, like steps and tonneau covers. And they'll even protect your vehicle from rust with Value Guard. Do what I do and have Bay Linex at Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner today. We'll be right back.
Well, a colder tone to our weekend forecast here in Baltimore, with the numbers getting back closer to average here throughout this weekend and into early next week. We will see some 20s for nighttime low temps in the week ahead. Mostly cloudy today, our high 47. Our low tonight even freeze at 33. Sunshine Sunday and 50. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.madonnaseafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we're back. Good morning, everybody. We have caller Troy on the line. Good morning, Troy.
Hi, Troy.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Good morning, Mr. Ellen. Happy New Year to you.
It's just Alan, buddy.
Well, you know how I was raised.
I do.
But anyway, just wanted to call and give you a shout-out, tell you we're headed up to Hartwood Outdoors today to do some work on the property.
I got it.
And, get some things together to have some incoming guests this year.
Good, good.
Doing some remodeling on the building.
Got it. How was your season?
My season was pretty good. Not as well as I would like, but
sure,
it was good. How about yours?
Great. I can't complain about anything. I had a good season. Yep, no question.
Good, good.
So, Dad okay? I think he called us on our anniversary.
Yeah, probably did.
And I talked to your brother not long ago, Tracy, so I guess you guys are doing well with Hartwood up there.
Yes, everything's going well. Trying to make some improvements and just trying to do what we can to help those less fortunate hunters.
That's really nice. I like that.
It is a nice thing that you do up there.
Yes, yeah, indeed. But,
had a little meeting with your buddy Bob, the mineral guy, the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
Yep, so.
Everything else is going well?
No complaints.
Are you staying COVID-free?
So far, we've had a couple scares, but so far, Robin and I are negative, aren't we, Ben?
Yep.
I think Robin actually had it about this time last year in December before anybody knew what it was. We had an outbreak here in the county, and you know, the doctors had no clue what it was. I mean, they told her that, and I don't know if I wound up with a little touch of it in January, and you know, that was it for us, but yeah, so far.
If that was it, I don't want to ever go through it again.
No.
And
yeah,
I was,
compared to other people, I was mild, but it was awful.
Well,
good. I'm glad. Yeah,
high temperature for 3 weeks and difficulty breathing is not mild.
Compared to some other people.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah.
It's not a good thing. I've probably lost 3 people to it. So.
Really.
Yeah. Yeah, but what can you do?
Well,
it's a bump in the road, and we'll get through it.
Yeah, we will get through it. It's a pretty big bump.
I was going to say, it feels like a freaking mountain.
Yeah, it's been a long, long time. So.
It does. And but I'm glad you guys are safe and continuing to do well.
Indeed.
I just wanted to call and give you a shout-out. We're on the road headed up there.
Tell everybody we said hi.
Well, thanks, Troy. Tell everybody at Heartwoods that we're thinking of them this morning.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right, Troy. Take care, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. Hey, Mr. Dale from Easton. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well.
Robin, I trust things went well with the new edition.
It was a long, drawn-out process.
Uh-huh.
And mentally taxing, but everybody is well now and
good. Absolutely
beautiful.
Well, sounds like your duties as a grandmommy have increased.
Oh, yeah, we'll have them today, and then I'll be watching them again when she goes back to work in March.
That's good.
We were there yesterday with our daughter and
Bree's birthday was yesterday.
Yeah, it was her birthday. We were there for their birthday, helped the kids a little bit, and everybody seems to be doing well.
That's good.
Yeah.
Alan, with respect to the rockfish season, has got a pretty good idea that they're going to propose the same thing as last year.
I would imagine. Yeah.
Good source. May 1st for trophy and have that 2-week closure in August, one fish.
I think the closure is going to be mid-July this time.
Well, that's what one group proposed. I don't know what the department's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
They may revert back.
I was looking at the scoping regulations yesterday.
Yeah. Although it's, again, subject to the gauntlet of ASMSC, so we'll have to see what happens. So, but I don't think they are, from what I heard, there's no real changes.
Well, that makes sense. They've always been conservative with the fish. There's plenty of fish from other year classes out there.
Yeah.
You know, the trophy season.
Yeah, just because people get panicked because we have one bad year class. But if you go back and look at the data over the years, we had a lot of bad year classes.
Oh, yeah. No question.
So, anyway.
But when you bring your average down, and those good years when those fish are getting older and older and older and you know, disappearing from the landscape or seascape, as in this case, you know, you have to take that into consideration. If you've had, you know, 4 good years, 5 good years in a row 20 years ago, how long are those fish going to be out there?
Oh, yeah. They'll eventually work their way out of the population. So.
Right.
So, Alan, what did that deer score, green score, can you say?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I can. 204 inches.
Wow.
As a typical.
Typical.
10 point. Mm-hmm. Troy Thomas.
Very decent.
Queen Anne's County. Yeah. Very decent is right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been hunting this deer for several years, and they kind of knew his core area, but they still walked over 3 miles trying to get us, you know, get an eyeball on this deer.
Mm-hmm.
And they were done. They had driven, you know, there's switchgrass on the farm. And they had walked through the switchgrass trying to jump them, and they were actually on their way. They were done. They had walked 3 miles, and they were in their truck on their way out. And all of a sudden, the passenger jumped out. He says, "There he is!" Jumped out and left the truck door open. And Troy's still driving, trying to get stopped. And the one fella, Evan, he's on the ground, and he's trying to shoot this deer. And by the time Troy got the truck stopped, well, there was, you know, I don't know how many shots were fired, but Troy hit the deer, and they eventually found it. But one of the things that was the highlight for Evan was watching that deer entire body clear that switchgrass, which is 5 or 6 feet tall.
Oh,
when
God.
It jumped. It just went airborne at one point. That giant buck went airborne at one point, and you know, when you're looking up at the belly of a deer, that's pretty impressive.
Any idea what it might have dressed?
It wasn't a big deer.
Yeah, big body. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a big deer. It was, 160, something like that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I mean, after they had seen this deer at age 4, it was 160 inches, and they found one of the sheds from it.
Yeah.
And they decided to let it go. They let it go to 5.5. You know, last year, didn't get a shot at it. They found both the sheds. The sheds were impressive. Both sheds were over 90 inches. So that's, you know, that's incredible. Yeah. They knew they had something special. And when they get to 5.5, basically their body has stopped growing.
Yeah.
The minerals don't go into the skeletal structure anymore. They go into the antlers. So that's why they say, let those deer grow, and you'll get your biggest deer at 5.5, 6.5 years old.
Right. Okay.
That deer was thick, too. I mean,
the mass was all the way to the end. Yeah, all the way to the end. So.
That's great. That's great.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
All right, well, you up for coffee this week, maybe?
Yeah, I probably will be.
Okay, good.
Probably
you're clear. You're clear to go, then.
I have to check.
There might be some grandpa duties.
There might be.
Clear to go.
Huh?
You're always clear to go.
Always clear to go. Got it. All right, buddy.
Sounds good.
Thank you, sir.
Y'all have a good day.
You do the same. Take care.
See you now.
All right. Bye-bye. Do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, we did, too. We're looking at what we filled it with right now, this gorgeous fireplace gas insert. You know, before that, it was just a hole in the wall. It sucked all the heat out of the room. It didn't look very nice. It's just one of those little short brick-cased boxes. So we fixed all that, though. We visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. And Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert, remote control. We can control the airflow. We can control the light in the box. We can control the level of the flames from right here where we're sitting on our couch from across the room. So, and we did have a couple disappointing visits, didn't we?
Yeah, that was bad.
It was bad?
Yeah.
Couple?
Yeah.
All on Delmarva.
All on Delmarva. Mm-hmm. Very disappointing.
So, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. And they have provided us with superb, friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. I mean, their service is great. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries two brands, Enviro and Regency. And now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. That's 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. That's Backyard Billies, open 7 days a week. Route 50 at exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. Alan Ellis here for Linex spray-on truck bed liners. Linex spray-on truck bed liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a farmer, a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, plumber, electrician, anybody who throws tools in the back of their truck, or even just a weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your bed truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, ATVs, crab pots, tools. Your Linex bed liner will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800, 455-0800. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Bobby Hawkins is the man there, 410-487-6405. That's 410-487-6405. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories, you know, and even protect your vehicle with Value Guard protection from rust. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.MadonnaSeafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Okay, everybody, it is time to get out, stay safe, and be nice to each other.
Hold your family close and keep your guns within reach.